Welcome to the Suburb Lounge, a podcast for modern entrepreneurs focusing on digital marketing ecosystems for small businesses. I'm your caffeinated host, CEO and Marketing Director Stephanie Rubio, bringing you weekly marketing tips, small business advice, and kick-ass interviews from like-minded entrepreneurs like you. Enjoy the show. Today's conversation is going to be about bite-sized portable services. And I'm talking to the service providers in the community today. So if you are a service provider, I want you to tune in, pay attention to our conversation today, because there's going to be some major nuggets that I'm dropping regarding what you should be doing today, this week, this month, in order to get leads and secure leads in the door. So if you're someone that's struggling to secure leads for your business, I really want you to pay attention to today's episode. So I had a colleague come to me regarding difficulties that she was experiencing in securing projects right now, specifically this quarter in her business. And this is quarter two, 2023, right? And so while a recession hasn't officially been named here in the US, there is an inflation that is definitely affecting the way that people move, the decisions that they're making, and how they're investing and spending their money. And this is 100% also including small business owners, small businesses, entrepreneurs, in how they invest in areas of marketing. And so if you're a service provider and you're offering a marketing service right now, you may be one of the many who is experiencing difficulties in securing these leads, right? And so I want to talk to you about bite-sized portable services, okay? And this is something that I've implemented on and off. I have implemented this always in my business. And basically what a portable service or a bite-sized portable service is securing a lead by allowing them to experience your service in a bite-sized format that doesn't necessarily come attached with a bias, that if they choose not to move forward with a bigger project with you, they can either hold on to that information and then maybe turn it around later or even with someone else. And I know it sounds very difficult. And I'll tell you what, when my mother's now retired, but when she was working as a interior designer, specifically custom drapery designer, so my mother had a consultation that was free. My mother would offer free consultations where she would travel, okay? Not like nowadays where a lot of us offer consultations that are paid but remote, okay? So she would offer free consultations where she would go to someone's property, often residential, sometimes commercial, and she would sit down with the client, the customer. They would talk about what the customer needed as far as custom drapery. My mom oftentimes would give them information about the type of drapery, the type of fabrics. At the end of the consultation, they would sometimes also talk color, fabric types, styles, etc. Oftentimes, the client or customer would ask my mother for a design. My mother would sketch something quickly, and then the customer would say, well, can I have that drawing? At that time, my mother would say, well, what I can give you is a quote and a payment, you know, payment terms, but I cannot leave the design. I cannot leave my notes until once the deposit for the project has been paid and cleared and a contract has been signed. And it's sort of like that same concept, but reversed. Now, like I said, a lot of us offer paid consultations. Many of us offer discovery calls as well. But in the paid version of consultations, now you can, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a consultation. You can offer an audit. You can offer a strategy sesh, whatever have you, right? But bite size. And that's in essence what these are. So if you have a client that's coming to you that says, I want a website redesign, let's suppose. We're looking at four, maybe even five figures for a website redesign nowadays. Instead of offering the client, you know, here's my pricing to the, you know, all those details, and then having the client walk away, there's options for you to break that project down to where you can retain the client and give them a bite size of what your offer is, get them in the door, have them experience what it is to work with you, and then have this service be portable to where if the client says, okay, that's it, that's as much as I can do right now, or the client can then say, I'm going to take this elsewhere. Now, at that moment, you have got to be 100% okay with them walking away. More often than not, they've already spended maybe $500, $700, $900 with you to where they feel good, right? And then obviously you're offering great service, you're awing them, okay? To where they're gonna continue to spend with you. Maybe not right away, maybe a couple weeks down the line, maybe a couple months down the line, but they've already had a leg in to work with you. You've discovered the client. That's why we call these discovery calls too, sometimes where we're sitting down and having conversations. We're discovering what it is that they need, how it is that we can help them, if we can help them, and how we can create a mutually beneficial partnership to where we can collaborate with the client in this way. And so that's why these minute bite-sized services or service offerings work in a state where we are right now, where there's a lot of economic uncertainty. Okay. Because the last thing that you want to do is have that lead pipeline go completely stale. That is the last thing that you want to do right now. Or if you're in marketing, and I'm going to now talk to the marketers, if you're in marketing, one of the things that you want to look at is now, you're going to have a hard time putting on that CEO hat because the CEO in you is going to say whatever it takes. And then in the midst of all of that is the entrepreneur in you who's saying, what about my brand? Is having these type of clients healthy for my brand? Whatever worked in last year or the year before in business may not work right now. And part of our job as entrepreneurs and small business owners is to find ways to make things work for us and find ways to keep the doors of our businesses open, because we cannot sit and say, I'm going to offer a service at a high five figure or at a, you know, a high four figures, let's say, just to be average, and that's it. And whoever wants to work with me is going to work with me. And if they don't want to work with me, they don't get to work with me. That is not positive for anyone, because you are basically closing the door to potential clients. Again, it's not that clients are not, it's not that they don't have the money. And that's really the mindset shift that I feel a lot of people are going to have to understand. It's not that a lot of people do not have the money to spend right now, especially if it's a small business owner who's coming to you for a service, or a customer or client coming to you for a service. As a small business owner, you cannot assume ever what the client's financial position is. It's not our job to say, oh, this person cannot afford my service. I think the idea that there's no money or there's no, the financially people just cannot afford a service right now, that's not true. People can, because they're spending it on iPads, they're spending it on, you know, cars, vacations. It's important for you to understand that people are still spending money. It's just they're being hyper vigilant in how they spend their money. And I just feel like what a lot of entrepreneurs are doing now, where they're just throwing their hands up. I don't think that that is the right attitude, and I don't think it's very beneficial. It is hard, 100%. Facts, it's very difficult. If you do not have a very tight and clean lead pipeline right now, it is very, very difficult. They say that scarcity is the mother of invention is the quote. So get creative with how you're marketing your business, obviously, but then also get creative with the offerings. Get creative with the offerings. If you used to offer paid consultations with just a one-on-one call, how about you offer then the recording? How about you offer a PDF outline of what that looks like? You have to have more of an exchange, but condensed bite sizes of what it would look like to work with you. And I guarantee you, you will begin to experience leads coming in. What you cannot do is say, I will do the website for you at $1,000, or I will do the website for you at $500. See, that's a completely different scenario, and that's not where we want to get into. What we need is to bite size the big projects, right? The big strategies. And again, I'm talking to the service providers, specifically the marketers, because I'm getting a lot of questions. Specifically, like I said, specifically this colleague came to me with this question, and I had I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to share what I just told you. I'm going to share it on the podcast because it was so good, such a good conversation. And I know she walked away feeling refreshed. I know she walked away feeling empowered. And so I want to do the same for you. I want you to really take a look at what it is that you're offering and how you're offering it. Because if you're saying to someone, okay, yeah, the only way you can work with me is if you pay me $2,500 and that's it. How about, okay, so what do I, can I get something for an hour instead of 6 weeks? Because I don't need 6 weeks. I mean, I just want to see what it would look like before I make this big investment. Again, in the space that we're traveling in, specifically marketing, in the marketing field, we have now also experienced a lot of layoffs. So there's a lot of people that are also competing now for small business owners because they've entered the entrepreneurship game. And that's something also to consider. We're looking at thousands of people that are now, they've said, you know what? I don't want to work marketing for a big corporation. I'm going to work marketing for myself. So if you are in this field, I want to say to you that if you're having a hard time generating leads, consider bite size offerings, and then offerings that are also portable. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you have any questions. Write to us at hello@serverof.com if you have any questions regarding this convo. In the subject line, just say bite-sized, and you are going to get a free gift. So go ahead and send me an email if you have any questions, if you're listening to this, and we'll chat soon. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others via social media or by leaving a review. To catch all the latest from me, come follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Stephanie V. Rubio. For more information on the show, please visit soverb.com/podcast. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.